I'm Laura Lawson, and this is your weekly Wine Crush Minute. I love the fact that everyone's getting on board in 2011 and going out and trying new things. Last week, we asked everyone to go out, try a Chardonnay, try a Merlot, and sure enough, everyone did. Well, of course, not everyone, but those of you that did, I was impressed with the fact that you went out of the way, you tried something different. My favorite one, though, was someone who tried a Merlot and said, "That's it, I've tried it, I still hate it, I'm not going back." Well, here is my advice. For those of you who are enough to brave the waters, you want to try something different, and you go out and you try something different and you don't like it, don't give up there. Don't just make that the end-all be-all. Don't say you hate Merlot for the rest of your life. You are now 100% more intelligent than you were before you bought that strange bottle. Because now you've bought the bottle and you can say, hey, I've tried one and I didn't like it. But the most important question you can ask yourself now is why? Why did I not like the wine? Was it too fruity? Was it too dry? Was it too oaky? Did it taste too much like grape juice? Did it taste like cardboard? Once you sit down and begin to parse the reasons why you did not like the bottle of wine you had, you have a better understanding of your palate, you have a better understanding of what you like, and you most importantly have a better understanding of the wine world. So sure, go out on a limb, try something new, but don't be heartbroken if you don't like it. All that means is you're growing and you're learning, and that you can get back on that bike a little bit stronger next time. I'm Laura Lawson, and this has been your weekly Wine Crush Minute.